And now we're going to have our reading.
The Parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going by the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
Exercising. Well, it's good for you, isn't it? What, anybody do any exercise? What do you do? You play? You run? You run around? In the playground, that's good. What about you right at the back there? What do you like to do? Brilliant. Riding a bike. And you, yes?
I do boxercise.
Boxercise? Is that like packing things in boxes? It's boxing. No wonder she looks after you lot, do you? No one dares do anything wrong if you've got boxercising. That keeps you fit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Used to do taekwondo. Well done. What about any oldies? Any of you do any exercise? Yes, sir.
I do over 1,000 exercises every day.
1,000 exercises? What, different ones? Which ones?
Push-ups against the wall. Planks.
Brilliant.
Torso twists.
There you go. And yes, madam, what do you do?
I do short tennis.
Short tennis. Didn't have to run so far then, do you, if it's short? That's good. Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's good. That's good. What about you, Eddie?
I do gymnastics.
Mastics, what's that?
Gymnastics.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I do it by myself.
Oh, well, that's good. No one knows then, do they? Yeah, that's good.
I do swimming.
Swimming, great. Isn't it? It's good to do exercise, isn't it? And of course, I do lots of exercise to try and keep fit. It's important, isn't it, to keeping fit, to do exercises. And you can do all sorts of different exercises to keep you physically fit. But that's not the only kind of exercise there is there? There's also what we might call, that's some other good exercises to do, isn't it? Particularly for younger ones, there's some of those things. There's exercises for your brain.
I don't like brains.
You don't like brains. It's a good job you got one, though, isn't it? We all need one, don't we? What kind of brain exercises can we do? Can you think of anything? You don't do 1,000 of these every day, no. Teach yourself to play. I need to do that. That's a good idea.
Word searches.
That's a good brain exercise. It gets you thinking. And again at the back. Reading. That's good as well. Reading, that keeps your mind active, doesn't it? Sudokus. Very good, the Sudokus. My daughter was national Sudoku champion 1 year. She got a big kind of silver vase and things to show it. So she gets it from me, of course. But There are different ways you can do exercise. There's a few there. Scrabble, that's a good exercise. And crossword puzzles, Sudoku, card games, word searches, and Word. All these different things that are good reading and keeps your mind active. And that's good too. But there's also another kind of exercise, which I want to call spiritual exercise. There's a verse in the Bible that says, bodily exercise is all right. In fact, better nor, it's good for you, isn't it? But spiritual exercise is much more important, a tonic for all you do. Spiritual exercises are the kind of things that we're going to do in Lent. We're going to think about some of the spiritual exercises Sunday by Sunday, those who come to church each week. I'm just going to mention a couple this morning to get you going. One of those spiritual exercises we've actually already done, and that's reading the Bible. We read the Bible just now, didn't we? And we listened to the stories there and what goes on there. I think the Bible is like one of these. It's like a recipe book. Now, those of us who are a certain age will remember Delia Smith, Saint Delia. You have to watch her each week, and there was the things. And she even made boiling an egg sound really difficult. But, cookery books kind of help you cook meals, don't they? They're good for recipes. You can get other recipes. Maybe this one would be a bit better, Winnie the Pooh cookbook. A bit more like level, I think. Or this is one of my wife's ones, the Archer's cookbook. She's into the Archers. She's been listening to it for over 60 years, and nothing's happened yet. So in all that time, so an Archer's cookbook you can have. Or this one I found on the shelf, which I think is a really good one. It's a very old one. It's very tatty, isn't it? But what is interesting is it's been used a lot. And that's the thing about recipe books, isn't it? They're not just to sit on the shelf and you look through the pictures and look at all those nice meals and think, oh, that would be nice one day, and you never get round to cooking it. They're to be cooked, they're to be used. And this one's was back from in the 1960s somewhere, I think. And it's been used an awful lot to cook things. The Bible is God's recipe book for life. It shows us and helps us how to live. I don't know how many recipe books you've got at home. I think we seem to have hundreds. And it's good to have them. But the important thing is to use them and to learn about things and how to live, as we saw in that parable. Here's another way of a spiritual exercise. This last week, a couple of weeks ago, I had to get a new phone. I notice there's a number of phones in the back window. How important phones are. Now, this is my new phone. This is called a dumb phone, because I am not smart enough to have a smartphone. Now, a number of you have smartphones, and they can do all sorts of things. This one does everything I want to. In fact, this is one especially designed for older people in mind. It's got large print on here, and the texts that come through about this big, so you can read them and so on. And, for example, just to give you an idea, and it's nice and loud. Let me show you what I mean here. I can get it. I do know how to work it, you see. Yeah. Right. Nearly there, I think. That's what it does. Stop! When I get a text, that's what it does. Or if I get a phone call, it doesn't do anything. Let's see. Oh, it's not going to do it this time. And I expect you've got lots of fun phone call messages in there. Now, it's great to have a mobile phone because it goes with you wherever you go. And you can talk to your friends anywhere, can't you, and your family. I remember a time when we had to go to one of these telephone boxes. You still see them, don't you? Very rarely do you see them with a telephone inside, do you? You see them with books inside or a defibrillator inside, and they're making use of those phones, which is good. And then when you went inside, see that picture on the left? That's what it used to look like. And you'd pick up the phone, and you'd have to have 4 old pennies. They were huge things. And you put the 4 old pennies in, and when you made the call. And then when someone answered, you had to press button A, that's right. And then if they didn't answer, you press button B, and your 4 pennies would come out the bottom again. But often you'd have to go to the phone box, you'd stand outside waiting in the cold while someone else was in there, and then eventually you'd get through, and the person you wanted to talk to wasn't there. Or sometimes people used to maybe still have a phone in the hallway. We used to put them in the coldest place we could in the house, didn't we? So you wouldn't spend too long on the telephone and there'd be nowhere to sit or anything like that. And it was kind of like a special event to go and make a phone call. Because these days, now, we can make phone calls anywhere. That one's actually halfway up Mount Everest. You can make a phone call anywhere. And that's the good thing about prayer. You don't have to come to a special place. You don't have to do anything special, really. You can just talk to God anywhere. That's a good spiritual exercise. But there's one more, and it's the one we've been thinking about particularly today, and that's caring for others. Now, I haven't got a puppet in my bag, but I have got a snack. Do you get a bit hungry this time in the morning? You know, if the morning's been going, and I had to hide this earlier. Because I like bananas, they're very good for you. Yeah, I'm like a monkey, I like a banana. They're full of potassium, which is really good for you, evidently. It's nice, this. You like bananas?
I love bananas.
Oh,
especially with ice cream.
Or a pancake. Would you like to share my banana? Okay, sure. Hello, John. It's important to share with others, isn't it?
Yeah, not really.
Does he?
He's always asking for them.
He's like the minions, isn't it? Banana.
Yeah,
but
my mum buys them. She's like, nana. But he wants to eat them all the time.
Can't do that. They're good for you, bananas. But you can't live on bananas alone, can you? I need a fruit snack as well to go with that. Healthy, again. Oh, is that what? Anybody like to share my snack? Mandy?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay.
That looks
delicious. There you are. I'm such a generous and caring person, supporting for others, isn't it? It's important to do that. I think sometimes we should feel a bit guilty because we have so much, don't we? When so few people have so little. And sometimes we only give them the sort of the scraps, the leftovers, isn't it? What struck me about the Good Samaritan, the story we read, is he did all that he could. And we have to finish that later. And he helped in a very practical way, to care for others. There's another verse in the Bible that says this. Excuse me. It's not what it says. It says this. Don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. Just like Mandy was saying, this is a good time, isn't it? Perhaps to do something for this Lent period that you wouldn't normally do, to help them and to care for them, because that's all part of our spiritual exercise program. So that we can be really physically, mentally, and spiritually fit to celebrate Easter time, the death of Jesus and the resurrection. Let's pray together. That teaches you to be selfish, doesn't it? Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we sometimes are selfish and we realize it didn't do us any good. And we're sorry about that. We thank you for Lent and springtime and coming towards Easter and thinking about all that happened that first Easter time. And we pray you'll help us as we go through these 6 weeks or so to develop some good exercises. Physical exercises, yes, so that we might keep fit physically. Mental exercises, so our brains might be active as well. But also some spiritual exercises. To spend time reading the Bible, your word, that teaches us how to live. To spend time talking to you about anything and everything, wherever we are. And to spend some time caring for others and sharing with them the the good things you have given to us. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.